This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
How the controversy over U.S. spying could thwart one big phone company's dream.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. AT&T has been making noises about wanting to expand in a big way in Europe. Both the Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg News have been covering speculation that the takeover target would be Vodafone, based in London, but with a long reach across Europe, the Middle East, and beyond. But if this is AT&T's secret dream, there are another three letters it has to worry about, NSA. The BBC's Rob Young joins us from London. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, David.
Let's say AT&T wanted to make a play for Vodafone. Why might some European politicians not be in the mood to give it approval these days?
The spying revelations surrounding the NSA's supposed activities in Europe have not only caused something of a political sting, there's also potential damage to businesses as well. Because we know, according to documents released by the former contractor Edward Snowden, that Verizon was providing data to the NSA. The suspicion is that other mobile carriers have as well. And various political and regulatory voices are being quoted in Europe as saying that because many European countries have pretty strict privacy laws, there would need to be some kind of inquiry to make sure that any data that was held on European callers would not be transferred to the United States and passed on to any kind of intelligence service.
Because parts of Europe, I'm thinking of Germany in particular, have some very strict rules about data privacy.
Germany has incredibly strict privacy rules. Indeed, the data commissioner in Germany has been quoted in the press as saying that he would take a keen interest in any AT&T dalliance with a European mobile company. Vodafone, which we've talked about, is the number two operator in Germany. And so Berlin would have to, like many other European capitals, give approval to any such AT&T deal.
The BBC's Rob Young in London. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David.
President Obama's pick to lead the Federal Reserve, America's decentralized system of central banking, is Janet Yellen. She'll be on Capitol Hill next week meeting with lawmakers. That's just another sign that the current chairman, Ben Bernanke's term, is just about over. Economists and other experts have started reflecting on the Bernanke legacy. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Ben Bernanke was at the helm during the financial crisis. There were the bank bailouts, the bond buyback programs.
They were starting policies that had never been tried before.
Mitch Abilafia is a professor at the University at Albany. He's a sociologist who spent more than a decade studying how the Fed communicates. He says the thinking was this stuff is so unusual and so hard for the public to understand that
unless we get out ahead of it and explain it in more detail than we normally would, they're bound to misinterpret what it is we're trying to do.
And that's led to what some say has been the biggest change at the Fed under Bernanke's leadership. Carl Walsh teaches economics at the University of California, Santa Cruz.
The impact Bernanke has on increasing transparency, being clear about longer-term goals, is going to be part of his lasting legacy.
The Fed, for most of its existence, was exceedingly secretive. Well, that started to change in the early 1990s, but it really changed during the financial crisis. Politicians and the public began to question the Fed's legitimacy, so Bernanke defended it, first to Scott Pelley on 60 Minutes.
By tradition, chairmen of the Fed do not do interviews. That is, until now.
Bernanke decided to hold regular news conferences, and he returned to the classroom.
Gee, this is great.
Bernanke gave lectures at George Washington University.
This is what I used to do before I got in this line of work. For 23 years.
But what may be more important is the kind of guidance Bernanke and the Fed have given economists and investors. It's more concrete, long-term guidance. The University at Albany's Mitch Abilafia says this move toward greater transparency at the Fed comes out of an economic theory called rational expectations.
It said that markets will work better if the people in the markets know what to expect.
But Abilafia predicts it'll be tougher for the Fed to be transparent when it stops buying bonds and it faces political resistance to raising rates. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Let's quickly check some numbers here. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures in the U.S. are all up at the moment. London's FT 100 is down 0.1%. The Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong rose 0.3%.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to freakonomicsradio.com.
This weekend, Starbucks starts again with the red cups, holiday-themed paper cups full of eggnog, peppermint lattes, etc. Specialty drinks are the sort of upgrades that pour extra money into the pockets of Starbucks and its competitors, Shannon Mullen reports.
A Starbucks employee made the company's first eggnog latte in his home kitchen in 1986. Today, the company has more than 100 people doing flavor R&D. Starbucks spokeswoman Linda Mills.
Even right now, we're working on next year's holiday beverages, so it's always something that we're experimenting with.
No wonder. Starbucks' first quarter profit jumped 10% on the sale of specialty drinks last holiday season. Competitors, like Dunkin' Donuts, sell gingerbread lattes now, too.
There are some magic words in retailing, limited item.
Purdue retail management professor Richard Feinberg says department stores can promote huge holiday inventories, but coffee shops just have coffee.
What they need to do is come up with special items to break the habit that consumers have of getting the same thing in the same way every single day.
Even if it's just putting plain coffee in a pretty red cup. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.
This Hallmark is selling a little tree ornament that looks like a knitted holiday sweater. Embroidered thereupon is a line from Deck the Halls, altered slightly. What it does not say is the traditional Don We Now Our Gay apparel. It says fun apparel instead of gay, and that has some people annoyed. Hallmark is standing by the thing, pointing to the word's original Gaelic meaning. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. PM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.